And now we have another treat for you. Today we revisit our conversation with Ethiopian-born guitarist Maclete Hedero. Her sound is a unique blend. It's an infusion of jazz, rich Ethiopian culture, and that artsy San Francisco flavor. It's also got a spicy dash of visceral poetry that paints pictures in your head as you listen. Hedero's first musical performance was just 5 years ago. In her first show, she sang songs that were written by other artists, but now she's writing her own music. Her debut album is called On a Day Like This. Back in March, Maclete joined me to talk about her journey, and we started out by playing her song, Float and Fall.
Well, the sound of your step reminded me of the snow that winter for I left for good. And a knock that you knocked had an accidental rhythm, yeah.
Oh my God, it sounded like being in love. It reminded me anyway what that was like. Is that what you were writing about?
Actually, I was writing about Brooklyn.
Yay, Brooklyn!
I grew up there, spent my childhood years there, but left when I was 12 years old, and I returned in 2008, and it was just this very romantic experience with the city, with the borough, really, you know, walking down the street and having all these memories just be so alive, and having so many things have changed, but yet so many institutions there, the same, my elementary school and all of these stores that were the same. And so there was this kind of sense of falling through time. You know, someone could have said, oh, it's 1986 or it's 1992 or it's 2008. And time was just all mixed up in there. But yet it was like this feeling of a very present nostalgia and like a loving memory. So that's what that song is about.
Well, a moment, a darker moment, a lighter, oh, will memory dance so straight and slow, a moment, a darkness and a light, a light, you a light, we drift and we float and we fall.
It's so interesting that you said time, because I was talking before about the lyrics that you write, and one of them in that song was the wrinkles when you smile are like the rings upon a tree. You reminded me of plane rides, baby. And I'm listening going, yeah. I think it's interesting because you started out not being in music. You were a political science major, right?
That's right.
How'd you make that very cool left turn into artsy?
Well, it's hard to not get a little bit artsy when you move to San Francisco. You know, there's so many there's so many things that point to it here. But I moved to San Francisco in 2004, and really with the intention of beginning to take music more seriously. I didn't really know what that meant. I started taking voice lessons and started doing some songwriting. And kind of the return on it was just huge. It was like every step I took in that direction was just, that effort and energy was returned 100-fold. And so I became really embedded in an arts community here in San Francisco in the Mission District. I began curating for a street-level arts festival and then began running an interdisciplinary arts and performance space called the Red Poppy Art House. And once all that happened, you know, my friends were artists and they were really deep in their craft. And it was so inspiring. And that kind of momentum carried me along.
When you say you didn't know what that meant, do you mean the actual thing of being, okay, I am an artist, I am a singer, I am supporting myself, and therefore you have a different, say, mission than you would have had as a political scientist?
I feel like there aren't very many role models that we have of people who are artists who are in the world in a kind of real way, right? Because once people become successful, there's kind of this fantasy element that comes in. And so it's like when you're trying to plan your life and you're thinking, you know, what is my life going to be like? It doesn't feel real. And again, that's where my community really came in, because I did have those people around me. And I also had a real partnership with, I think, the ideas that I was working with in political science, which were all about social justice and community engagement, and really being able to merge the two. Like, for example, on my card, you know, when I give people my card, it says singer, musician, cultural activist. And
oh,
I do a lot
so
of work.
Cool.
I like that term. And I do a lot of work with arts and culture, using music and culture to bring people together and to be able to dialogue across boundaries and borders.
I know, or at least I've heard a rumor that you brought your guitar with you. So perhaps we can get you to play, and I may mispronounce this, Abe Madu?
Abe Mado.
Mado. It's a traditional Ethiopian song.
Mm-hmm, it is, yeah. I could play that, sure.
Okay.
Up by my door, he allows her, yeah, a little bit in on a cavity. Da 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 da. But which behind it, we're getting on the gabby. By my toes, it don't get up in Mr. Lag it with Sagina. Give it and hear me, babe. Get on my nalina. Are you the mamun? 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 Are you the mamun?
That was gorgeous. Tell us what it means.
Well, Abaimado means beyond the Nile, and it's the story of a farmer. It's a super traditional song which was made famous by the incredible legendary singer Mahmoud Ahmed, and it talks about the farmer as he calls his ox over the Blue Nile. And, you know, to me it's kind of a tribute. Having it on the album was kind of a tribute because, you know, such a huge percentage of the population in Ethiopia lives that life. And so it's sort of open heart nod to the country and to the people there.
You were born in Ethiopia and then you've lived everywhere on the planet. What did your family think when you said, hey, mom and dad, so I'm going to be a singer?
Well, they were like, what? No, the thing is that immigrant culture, it's like you come to this country for a reason, and a lot of it has to do with economics. And so when you choose a career and work where they're like, well, are you going to make any money? You know, it's challenging for them, but I totally understand that. And actually, over time, they've become incredibly supportive. And, you know, my dad, when he comes to my shows, he like gives me a standing ovation after every song. It's just so adorable.
That's my daughter.
It's so cute. You know, I love it.
I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with singer-songwriter Maclete Hedero about her new album, On a Day Like This. Talk to me a little bit about the concept of the album. If I understand it, it's the passage of a single day from its beginning to end?
That's right, it is. It begins with the song Walk Up, and that song has a kind of sense of breakthrough, and it's really all about moments of breakthrough.
Walk up. Walk up straight through the roof, straight through the hole in the ceiling. Take your place in the sky. Oh, look around at the clouds that hold you, that hold.
And the album wanders, it meanders, it's not a straight line. It's the moods and the transitions of a day, but it's also very much tied up. The whole album is tied up in that song, Walk Up. I wrote that song about a month before I recorded, and it was so much the mood I was in my life. And the lyric that the song ends with is, and you suddenly think of the kings and the poets in the past and how they must have felt just like this on a day like this.
And you suddenly think of the kings and the poets in the past and how they must have felt just like this on a day like this. On a day like this, oh well.
And it's a kind of trampoline moment into all the rest of the songs. And that feeling of that opening outwards moves through all of the songs. And so that lyric ties it together.
It's interesting that you said that. I know that the song was inspired by a sculpture. It was a round room that was open to the sky, right?
That's correct, yes.
The lyric that caught me, because I spend a lot of time watching the birds dancing above the river here in D.C., was the birds surround you and make a tornado in the air.
Hmm. James Turrell's work is just incredibly inspiring to me. He's an American artist that spends half the year in L.A. and half the year carving a crater in Arizona called the Rodin Crater. And he's been doing it for 30 years. It's this total magnum opus kind of work. And that sculpture in particular has a sense of lift. And you have the sense that you're going up into the sky as well as sinking into yourself at the same time. And so I started to sit there and imagine myself a mile in the air. And in that place, the birds were just coming, you know, and it was like a moment of relationship with the birds. And at the time, I was also living on a hilltop in San Francisco where I was really at the level of the birds. So there was a lot of that, both sound influence and sort of the feeling that the birds give you that was in my mind.
Even listening to you talk is kind of poetic. Do you when you write, or is it like you're writing poetry, or are you writing the music first and then the lyric?
It really depends on the song, but it is poetry. You know, lyrics are poetry, but I've never been tempted to write poetry without music. For me, you know, just in terms of my artistic process, it's all kind of one and the same thing. But yeah, it is poetry. It's a different understanding coming forward.
MacLeod, thanks for taking us on such a beautiful journey.
Thank you. Thank you.
MacLeod Hedero is a singer-songwriter. Her new album is called On a Day Like This. She joined us from member station KQED in San Francisco. To find out more about MacLeod and to hear more of her songs, please go to the program page of npr.org and select Tell Me More. I wonder what song you think we should go out on today.
Well, I would love to go out by playing Walk Up for You. Walk up straight through the roof, straight through the hole in the ceiling. Take your place in the sky. Oh, look around at the clouds that hold you, that hold you.
And that's our show for today. You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Allison Keyes. Happy Memorial Day. Let's talk more tomorrow.
The birds surround you. They circle you and make a tornado from the air. Oh, it feels just like you dreamed, just like...